The governors held an annual contest to make regions of the state compete to win millions of dollars in economic development monies. They're judged by the strength of their plans. The awards ranged from over $80 million for the Rochester Finger Lakes region, Capital Region, New York City, and the Mid-Hudson Valley to over $60 million each for Western New York, the Southern Tier, Central New York, the North Country, and Long Island. Cuomo says there are signs that the program, now in its fifth year, is working.
Unemployment has dropped all across the state of New York. As a matter of fact, most regions have seen a greater drop in unemployment than has happened in New York City. And the economic success is now finally a statewide story of success and not just a downstate story of success. And that's because of the people in this room.
The governor says there are plenty of employment challenges ahead, though. He says manufacturing jobs have not been lost to immigrants or trade deals with foreign countries. But he says the biggest change is that much more factory work has been automated and overseen by more highly skilled workers. Afterward, Cuomo was asked whether he was referring to remarks made by President-elect Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign. He did not directly answer that, but said,
in terms of people saying, well, we've lost manufacturing jobs to immigrants, etc. That may be true to an extent, but the bulk of the loss is the jobs went away. And those jobs are now held by robots or high-tech automation. But it wasn't a function of immigration or anything else. It was a function of automation.
Cuomo says New York has the potential, through its university system, to train the new manufacturing workers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.